This week's Torah portion is Parshat Yitro. Parshat Yitro. One of the most famous stories in all of the Torah, in the five books of Moses, is the revelation at Mount Sinai, which we find in this week's Torah portion. And there God gives over to the Jewish people the Ten Commandments. So when we look at the Ten Commandments, usually you see two tablets. On one side you have five, the other side you have five. And as you go through it, the last of the Ten Commandments, don't covet, don't be jealous of your friend's possessions. So before that you have don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't bear false witness. And then the last of those latter five, don't be jealous of your friend. So the question is, I understand the Torah commanding us not to do certain things, to not to act a certain way. Don't do this. Don't kill someone. Don't commit adultery. These are all actions. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness. But how can the Torah expect of us to not be jealous of others? To control our feelings? You cannot feel a certain way? That's already too far, or at least it seems to be on the surface, something that's beyond what you'd think the Torah would expect of us. So the way I said that, you see many times we go into a synagogue, you look up and you see those two tablets. So they're split into groups of five, five on one side, five on the other. And they usually, we look at the right side, which is you have to believe that in God, don't have other gods, don't say God's name in vain, remember the Sabbath and give honor to your parents, to your mother and your father. So the right side is really more towards the idea of man's relationship with God. And on the other side, the left side, with the latter five, are man between his fellow man. So that's usually the split, five and five. But there is another way to analyze the Ten Commandments, and that is to actually compare the first to the sixth, the second to the seventh, and et cetera, which would mean, for example, like an easy example, we say in the second commandment, you cannot have other gods. And the seventh one, which is corresponding, would be don't commit adultery. So you have to be faithful to God. You have to be faithful to your spouse. And then the last one, if you line it up, is honor your parents. And then across from that, the tenth is don't be jealous of others. So the question is, how does that line up? So the truth is when you think about the idea of honoring one's parent has in it a certain fundamental idea that's underlying that. Because a person could say, you know, my parents really didn't do anything special for me. They, you know, I came about, you know, that's just the way of the world. What do I really owe them? But the answer is the Torah is telling us, no, you have an obligation to show respect and to give your parents whatever they ask you for, to show them that special honor. That's predicated, or it has underneath there, underlying that is the idea of recognizing the good that they've done for you. The fact that they brought you into the world, that alone is a requirement to say thank you. To appreciate the fact that they did that for you. So underlying the fifth commandment of honoring one's parent is the idea of showing hakar hatov, the idea of showing thanks. And the truth is the only way that one can do that is when you appreciate what you have. And I think that that's really the answer to our question that we started with. How is it that God can expect us to control our feelings? But the truth is, if a person understands the underlying idea of how and why we have to honor our parents, if we understand that it's all predicated on the idea of appreciating what we have, then if a person really is able to do that, then number 10, not being jealous of others is not an issue. Because if we really look at what we have and we recognize the fact that what we need, we have what we need, then we're never looking over at the other guy and saying, oh, I wish I had what he had. We're really satisfied. And therefore, we're able to observe this special commandment of don't be jealous of what your fellow has. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.